There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Evening, let's talk to Rebecca Bundon. Joins us on the line from Mumbai. Rebecca, first time we've had you on. Very pleased to welcome you.
Thanks, good to join you.
So let's start with the filed report from the Rail Safety Panel. They blamed rain for the stampede in Mumbai that 23 people lost their lives in, Rebecca.
That's right. So we had the report that's come out from the inquiry today. And as you mentioned, they have said that the stampede was caused by the heavy rains. To remind you what happened a couple of weeks ago, it was at it was rush hour at a busy rail station in the city of Mumbai. And a number of people gathered on a footbridge at the rail station. And there was a stampede. A few people fell. Some people tripped. And this led to 23 deaths and many more were injured. And there was a huge public outcry after this. Today we had the report that came out where they spoke to about 30 commuters who were injured. They looked at video footage, and then they said the stampede was caused by the rains, people taking cover, and it's led to some concerns that perhaps some of the fundamental issues haven't been addressed, such as the infrastructure, whether the footbridge was too narrow. The authorities have said that the staircase should be widened. As part of the report, they said that needs to happen, and also they've recommended that wireless handsets be given to the station security staff so they can communicate more effectively. Perhaps they've said that more CCTV cameras are needed in the station, but a lot of residents here feel that there are still a lot of fundamental problems with Mumbai and indeed India's basic railway infrastructure that needs to be addressed, with thousands of people being killed on India's railways in accidents related to the railways every year in the country.
Now, Rebecca, there's some good news from India's oil minister. He hopes there's $300 billion worth of foreign investment potentially in the sector.
Yes, that's right. His comments come as India's energy consumption is on the rise. You've got rising incomes, urbanisation, increase in manufacturing in the country. So that's all leading to a lot of demand for energy. And India is heavily dependent on oil imports, which account for 80% of its oil demands. And the government is very, very eager to reduce this dependence on imports of oil, which is very costly to the country, and also to guarantee its energy security in future. So the oil minister has come out with these comments at a conference saying that there are opportunities for $300 billion of foreign investment into the energy sector over the next decade. And this would include oil and gas exploration and refining activities as well.
Rebecca, the India's foreign minister has announced a medical visa for a one-year-old girl from Pakistan to allow her to have open heart surgery in the country. To what extent does this open the door to more Pakistani nationals being considered for medical visas in India?
Well, yes, we have in fact seen a series of announcements by the External Affairs Minister, Sushma Swaraj, opening up medical visas to Pakistan and nationals from Pakistan, including the one-year-old girl. In this case, her mother wrote to the External Affairs Minister on Twitter, and the response, and she got a positive response that her daughter could come to India on a medical visa for this open-heart surgery. And there have been other cases. There have been a couple more cases where children have been granted medical visas in recent weeks for open heart surgery, and it's not only children. There's also been a case for an urgent liver transplant for one gentleman from Pakistan, and that was also granted. So we're definitely seeing a pickup in these medical visas being issued to Pakistani nationals.
And Rebecca, there's news also that Pakistan is getting its first metro service.
Yes, indeed. This is in Lahore. It's due to launch at the end of this year in December. They took delivery of the first trains this week, which have come from China. There's a lot of excitement over this. It will be the country's first metro train. And it started, work started a couple of years ago. It's, according to figures, it should carry 250,000 passengers a day. It's something that's much needed in the country. They need more transport infrastructure. So this is seen as very positive. It hasn't been a smooth journey, however. There have been some court cases related to the metro over heritage and environmental issues. But there seems to be a lot of excitement over the project and now seems to be back on track.
Rebecca, final story. I just wanted your brief thoughts on this. In Bangalore, this is the story of the white tiger that has mauled a zookeeper.
Yes, in fact, it was two white tiger cubs at a zoo in Bangalore in the south of India. In this case, it was a 40-year-old man. Apparently, he only joined the zoo earlier this month, so he'd been in the job a matter of a week or so. He was a daily wage worker. And apparently, according to reports, he was trying to push the cubs back into their enclosure for the night, and they turned on him. And relatives have been very outraged by this. They've been demanding compensation from the zoo, and there's an inquiry going on into this at the moment.
Rebecca Bundon is based in Mumbai. Do appreciate you coming on, Rebecca. Hopefully we'll chat to you same time next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.